This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I want to tell you this powerful story. It's two or three pages long, but it's about a medical doctor by the name of Wilfred Grenfell, who was a medical missionary in Labrador in northern Canada. He opened up a one-doctor hospital, one-doctor clinic up in Labrador. It's a group of islands that are separated by ice. And what he would do, he would go to Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston once a year, and he would try to recruit nurses to come up as Christians, as a part of their Christian service years ago, and would you come up to Labrador and give a year of your life working in a village clinic that I'll set up for you. I'll set up different clinics and outposts, and you will be the only medical provider in that community, you as a nurse, but I'll be there with my little hospital, and you can bring patients to the hospital and so forth. Dr. Grenfell had a number of nurses that were by themselves in these little clinics, and at one of the clinics, there was a man who came into one of the clinics, just a man by a nurse. He had been injured in his abdomen in such a way that he came in bleeding and was literally holding himself together. I mean, he was essentially opened up from the sternum down to the bottom of his abdomen, and he was holding himself together. He needed surgery right away. He needed a helicopter right away. They didn't have that back then. He needed Life Flight to take him somewhere. So she telegraphed Dr. Grenfell back at the little hospital, and she said, you're going to have to come ASAP. I've got a man who's dying and needs surgery immediately. And Grenfell telegraphed back and said, I'm sorry, there's no way I can leave the hospital. I've got too many sick patients here. I will tell you what to do, and you're going to have to perform surgery on him. So this nurse, who'd never performed surgery, she had seen surgery but never performed surgery, had to find someone to help her, to be the anesthesiologist. The only person that would volunteer to help her was the local Catholic priest. The Catholic priest was, I would have done the same thing in a sense. He said, the only way I will do this is if I can go see the patient and give him the last rites before I give him the anesthetic. How would you feel if you were in a hospital and your anesthesiologist was a priest who said, I'm going to give you the last rites and then I'll give you the anesthetic? I wonder how Blue Cross and Blue Shield dealt with that. With that set up. But anyway, he administered the anesthetic, she did the surgery, and Dr. Grenfell writes that 3 weeks later, he saw the team of dogs coming with the canopied sled where they brought the man for further surgery, and he survived. And he said this, Dr. Grenfell, just an interesting man. I just love reading his writing about Christianity. He said, looking back over my 40 years of work in Labrador, I see this now more clearly than ever, that a person's Christianity must be measured by what it enables them to do. Listen to that again. A person's Christianity must be measured by what it enables them to do. I see that more clearly than ever. There is no way to judge the value of Christianity other than the way we judge the value of surgery. What does it do? And so he would ask people this question when he would speak in the United States. What does your Christianity do? And I want to ask you that question in wrapping up today. What has your Christianity enabled you to do that you couldn't do on your own? How has your Christianity impacted your relationship with your family? Here's what my theory is on this faith and works issue. Faith saves me. I'm saved by grace through faith, and I believe that with all my heart. But it's the manifestation of works that is the witness to the non-believer. You know, you want to impress somebody with your Christianity? Love somebody. You want to impress somebody with your Christianity? You don't quote verses to them. You live out Christianity in everyday life.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.